Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. You know, turkey season is about to open. Here in just a matter of a very few weeks, we'll be heading out chasing those longbeards. And I thought I'd devote today's show giving some tips. Maybe I know I could learn a lot from probably most of you veteran turkey hunters. I've been hunting turkeys for close to 30 years, mostly in Texas, but you know, I've had a chance to go to other states as an outdoor writer and hunt the eastern turkey. But majority of the turkeys that I've hunted have been Rios, and Texas has a phenomenal number of Rio Grande turkeys. You know, that species, I know most of you know that. Such is the case up in Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. That's the primary bird that we all hunt. And you know, I do believe that the Rio is a little easier to hunt than the eastern turkey. The reason for that, I think, is because, you know, they live in more open country, the Rios do. They have a tendency to cover more ground. An eastern turkey, just by the nature of the areas that he lives in the woods mostly, you know, there'll be little clearings and clear cuts in the woods where you hunt easterns, field edges, whatnot. But an eastern turkey has a tendency to live in much tighter quarters, and I really think he's much more aware of his surroundings than the Rio. But not to say that hunting a Rio is easy. Back when I first started hunting turkeys in Texas 30 years ago, there really wasn't a whole lot down here known about spring turkey hunting. I mean, people had been sniping them with deer rifles, you know, out of deer stands in the fall. But turkey hunting in Texas didn't really get big until probably 30 years ago. But now there's such a number of birds from the panhandle to all over. And the eastern turkey is gaining a foothold in the eastern counties of Texas thanks to stockings from Virginia and other states. Quite a few turkey in eastern turkey. I've only killed one eastern turkey in Texas. Two or three years ago on my friend Mike Ford's place up in Red River County where I was raised. But turkey hunting is not the rocket science that a lot of newcomers think it is. Now, I know we all watch the TV shows and we watch some really good callers. Well, I'm going to tell you, if a turkey gobbler is hot, if he's out seeking a mate, I've had them gobble when I dropped a box call. I really have. You know, they're not that hard to call in. If you can make a basic series of five or six hen yelps with a box call or a slate call, you know, any friction call, you can call in a turkey when they're a gobbler when he's hot. And it's been my experience, if you're hunting turkeys and they're not responding to the calls, the best turkey caller in the world can't get them to close on you. But I begin most turkey hunts by first ascertaining approximately where the birds are, where they roost. You've got to know that. Now, in Texas, there's a lot of corn feed. Every ranch I hunt has got a corn feeder or 20 on it, depending on the size of the ranch. Now, I don't set up to hunt at the feeders, but I'll guarantee you one thing. Turkeys are creatures of habit. They'll make a route from one feeder to the next, picking up corn or maize or whatever's being distributed. So if you can, patterning the birds is what it's all about. If you can get in a route, the general route that they travel from feeder to feeder, or say a wheat field, whatever they're feeding on, if you can get in a route from the roost to that and just set up and make, I always start out my turkey calls with a low volume call, cluck, yelp, I should say. And then if you hear a gobbler sound off close by, well, then just be quiet, because a turkey gobbler has the innate ability to precisely locate your position, just as though he had onboard GPS. I mean, I've called before and waited 5 minutes and had a turkey walk up in the brush right on top of me many times. So, a little light calling, if that doesn't get a response, if you don't hear a gobbler, don't assume that there's no turkeys in the area. Just hang tight, because he may just sneak up on you. But I'll give it a good 10 minutes before the first starting of calling, and then then I really crank it up louder after that if I don't see a turkey. Decoys are really, really helpful. And I've shot a lot of gobblers coming up and jumping on decoys that I had. Folks, we're almost out of time. This is the quickest 5 minutes of my week, I'll tell you. But good luck on your turkey hunts. Make sure and get out and pattern that shotgun before you go. Draw a turkey's head on a big sheet of paper and make sure you know where to aim and see where that shot pattern centers. You might have to use a little Kentucky windage to kill the bird. Till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors, and I'll join you right back here. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.